The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment, Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live. Let's talk about sex. Featuring in-depth discussions on dating, intimacy, and relationships. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, let's talk about sex.
Come on.
Whoa. If we could ever get that little intro part right. Let's talk about
good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.
Little baby.
Well, it comes at no surprise that we will be talking about sex today. The good, the bad, and the ugly. You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives. Let's talk about sex here on BHL. And I am your host, Spicy Mati, and joined today by my co-host, Dre Renee.
What's up?
And the funny Kevin John.
What's up?
And we have special guests here to join in on this conversation about sex, love, relationships, and intimacy. An expert himself, Aldis Hodge.
How you doing?
Now, you recognize this handsome face. He is best known for his character on Leverage, known as Hardison. But now he's on a hit show, Turn on AMC, and he's playing Jordan.
Yes.
So, you know, we're so happy to have you in here. We know your schedule is so busy. Yeah, he's currently working on a project called The After on Amazon, and he's going to be D-Love.
D-Love.
Oh, I want to know how you got that name, D-Love. I'm sure you're going to explain it to us, right?
I don't know.
Is D-Love giving that D? I just want to know, Mr. Hodge.
I don't know. Y'all might find out. Y'all might find out. But all I know is...
tell me where to be.
D-Love comes into the start of the season of the series, having just been locked up for like 13 years. He just got locked up. I'm just saying, I don't know how he got the D-Love, but let's just hope it was D-Love before he went to jail.
I hope so.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, Aldis has played many, many of roles, and he is a very talented and phenomenal actor. And we're very lucky to have him here on BHL Let's Talk About Sex. You also may have recently seen him on this seasons of Walking Dead, which we also do with our sister AfterBuzz TV. Mm-hmm. And The Walking Dead is one of my favorite TV shows. It's a zombie show. And you got to play a zombie this year. Like, you were a human, but then you turned into a zombie, and you had an entire relationship that was kind of going on this season that we got to find out how you became dead.
Yeah.
And so it was pretty cool because we heard you talk a little bit about love on there.
A little bit.
Yeah.
What it was is that for the past few seasons, a lot of people have seen Michonne walk around with her two pet walkers. And they never knew what they meant to her, but, you know, we kind of knew they were some
important
element of her life. We go back and find out the two walkers were our friend Mike and then myself, who was her child's father.
Oh.
I was the baby daddy.
You
baby
had a daddy. Kid with her.
Yeah.
That was so sweet.
Yeah, yeah. So part of the tragedy of losing us is what molded her to be who she is, as hard as she is, such a warrior as she is, you know, so.
And a warrior she was, and so are you. You know, in real life.
Thank you.
But while you were on the topic of your baby daddies, you know, we always start the show with Hollywood hotties doing the naughty. And a particular baby daddy that comes to mind, who keeps continuing being his baby daddy on his third kid, is the Kardashian father. What's his name?
Scott Disick.
Okay.
Scott Disick.
And he is now fathering his third child for Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited, but, you know, Kevin brought up a point earlier. Why do we talk about this family more than, like, the Kennedys? You know, why are they so important?
They keep themselves in the news.
They keep having great sex.
No. They don't keep themselves in the news.
Well, I mean.
The media, the people media. Keeps them in the news.
I know, but I'm saying I feel like Kris Jenner makes it, like, her job to make sure everybody knows what's going on.
And she's doing a hell of a job.
Yes.
She is.
She keeps people relevant. She needs to talk to MC Hammer. She needs to go back. And talk to a lot of washed up people and keep them relevant.
She can probably do that. Yeah,
she can.
She could.
But no, see, this is my problem with the Kardashians. You know, let me put this up. You know, I try to pride myself on not being a hater, or, you know, condemning somebody for what they do. You know,
but
I'm gonna just keep it 100. All right. I feel that everything the Kardashians do and stand for, I feel that what they signify is the biggest problem with the world that we live in today. These women that glamorize over sexuality and perpetuate these negative stereotypes and connotations that comes with over sexualizing yourself to use to their benefit and personal gain while influencing younger women to think that this is the kind of life that you should live, and not just the sexuality part, but also the glorifying of materialistic things, and the fact that you feel that there's no substance really to any one of them. Like, I've never seen any one of them, something they said or did that really inspired me as a person. I'm just being honest.
I disagree. I agree, I think they
stand for everything that's wrong with America.
I agree with you on the end part about the materialistic stuff, but the over-sexualizing, besides Kim, I don't feel like Kourtney and Khloe do that.
Do you really need me to Google image Khloe and Kourtney Kardashian and show you the kinds of things?
I don't feel like they're like showing their bodies to everybody. And the only reason
What is Kim known for?
Exactly, Kim. But what about Khloe and Kourtney?
Who's the biggest Kardashian?
But Kim has cleaned up her act a little bit in her defense.
She's a mom now. Kim has cleaned up her act.
Yep. She's married now. She's a married woman with child. I mean, her sister, Kourtney's not even married with child.
Have you seen single Khloe?
Thank you.
She just got out of a marriage. Give her a break. She was in the club freaking...
I am giving her a break.
Thank you. Well, Khloe was trying to get her back breaked in by rappers and stuff.
That's what people do when they get divorced.
She's going through the mourning process.
I mean, here's the crazy thing about it is that...
But the thing is, she publicizes that for everyone to see.
Right. But see, their whole makeup, it's a business. You know what I'm saying? They started with the reality TV. And is it their fault they're making money and being successful at it, selling what they sell? I mean, it's the same thing that can go into the whole reality phase with the housewives, this and the real this and the real that. So
Nene actually has talent, okay?
But see, the problem is people don't publicize the fact that they are business women, and for as popular as they are, that all takes work.
Time out. Am I a businessman? If I decide to make a sex tape and make a distribution deal with Vivid to sell it for $1 million, does that make me a businessman?
I'm going to stop you right now.
Does that make me a businessman?
They have surpassed the 15 minutes. Everybody thought this show was going to be on. I mean, how long did that show come on? Like 2008?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that.
But I'm just saying, you have to give them some credit. I mean, the 15 minutes has surpassed, you know, any certain amount of time. Okay. I mean, they're actually like completely relevant, I think.
What I give them credit for is being able to captivate the minds of young...
As business...
Captivate the minds of America while pretty much doing nothing but meaningless things that have no substance, no talent, nothing at all, by still being able to captivate an audience on doing pretty much nothing at all. For that, I tip my hat to them. Because that's, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they did that.
Because you guys mentioned earlier, they're idolized and glamorized for the lifestyle that people see that they want to live. And mind you, these girls are beautiful. If they were unattractive women, they would not be anywhere. But
Khloe is not that
like
cute to me.
Like you said, they are over-sexualized. You have a house full of beautiful women may not be doing the smartest of things on camera. It's very silly. But at the same time, it does have some entertainment value.
Exactly.
We laugh at the stupid things that they say. We laugh at the dumb relationships that they get in. And a lot of young girls relate to some of the silly things that they do, and they're living this glamorized lifestyle.
How can you relate to a life?
But they're with their family too. That's another.
I don't understand how their life is relatable.
You're penalizing them for one little itty bitty sex tape with Ray J.
Which was Kim. Which was Kim.
No. This is the thing. The reason why I keep going back to that, because that was the precipice of what started this whole train wreck, as we know, of the Kardashians.
That's what helped them get the show.
Yeah.
But that couldn't have carried them for this long. That's not possible.
Yeah. No, and that's what I'm saying. What carried them for this long is the fact we're talking about Kris Jenner has been able to keep them relevant on doing nothing at all. So my thing to this is, you know, what does it say about America and what it is that we like and enjoy if we pedestalize and idolize the Kardashians more than any other family there is?
Well, think about it like this.
Break it down, brother, in the deep voice.
I thought the exact same way. I was like, what is it that's so interesting here? Why is this thing like so successful? This whole movement, like, what are people watching? What are they paying attention to? It's a brand. You know what I mean? And it didn't start with them. It started with the Paris Hiltons and the Nicole Richies back when they had their show talking about the glamorous life, yada, yada. And people buy into that because when they come home from whatever problems they got, they look at the TV and they say, I want that life. I'm going to keep watching.
Exactly.
I'm going to fantasize and dream through you. So they may not be on top selling, you know, what we think is talent and this and doing anything to better the world, you know, with you know, substance. What the product they're pushing. But
they have charities.
They are selling, you know, like I said, there's things that we
they're
don't
selling
see.
Selling a lifestyle.
You know, there's the business that we don't see that has to be applauded because it takes a lot of work to get that big and that major off of something so small. Look, a lot of people got sex tape. A lot of people.
That's very true.
How do you survive from that? And I'm like, yo, I couldn't walk around with that on my shoulders, but how do you
make
that?
Are you saying you have
a
sex tape?
Nah, I'm not saying. I'm not saying yes or no. I'm just saying what I do in my personal
time. The contracts
time
and negotiations.
Ain't nobody's business. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. He trusts his
but
woman.
I'm just saying, for them to be able to turn that into something, what it is today, it's business. And they know the exact audience they're selling to. And that's all it is. It's business.
Kevin's not
so you can't, you can't see it as anything more than that because it's just straight up business.
Okay.
We get it. You don't. Like the Kardashians.
It's not that I don't like them. It's not that I don't like them. It's what I have a problem with is just the self-absorbed narcissism that they have where they think everything is about them. Everybody needs to know what we're doing.
A lot of Americans are like that.
Why are everyone so concerned with their every move, where they're eating, where they're going, how many babies they have? Why?
Here's the problem.
Why do they feel
well.
Their life is so important to the function of our world?
It's a new age that we're moving into, the new digital age, because everything is now, the way we communicate is all digital. I'm going to text you. I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to meet up with you. I'm not going to write you. I'm just going to hit you on the Twitter. I'm going to hit you on the Instagram. So everybody does the same thing. Mm-hmm. They just have a lot more people paying attention.
And right. I think when they became famous, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, all this stuff was like really blowing up.
They're like, here's so another like platform to you know, boost it. So it's
don't get mad at them.
Yeah. Now, off your hatred. Let's get back to the sister
y'all
who
got
was
me
pregnant.
Fired up
you guys
now.
aren't even acknowledging that Courtney's on her third child.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not married, okay? And that you just completely just, you know, you strong Christian man, you just like completely forgot about that part and was like, I hate the Kardashians. Like, what about the fact that it's okay that she continues having a child with a man out of wedlock and, you know, she's in love with him though. So we say that it's okay. They're still together. I mean, how do you feel about that, Kevin?
I mean, personally, I'm not going to judge her for that because
but you'll
it's
judge
not,
their brand.
Yes.
I'm not. What I'm upset with, if y'all want to know what
no.
I'm angry about, what I'm angry you. About is the over fascination, obsession, infatuation that people have with this family that has lasted for so. I think I'm more angry at everybody.
I'm not angry at
the Kardashians.
But I'm trying to get you to.
I'm
stay
mad
on the
at
top
everyone else
sex.
That
come
looks
back
up to
sex.
Them.
Come
like,
back to sex.
They're
I
this
feel
god.
Like she's mad at me. Like,
I am mad at you, man. Damn. Why do you gotta
come back to sex? Let's talk about their sex lives.
Well, anyways, you know. I was going to say, you know, if she's been with this guy for this, apparently they have a relationship, a union, some form of covenant bond between the two of them.
They've been together a long time.
A long time.
Like
some people,
years.
You know, some people really just don't believe in marriage. Yeah, and like, there actually is a lot of celebrities that just do not believe in marriage. And possibly she's one of them. As long as, you know, they can still have a good relationship, as long as the father is still in the picture. I mean, I'm not going to judge what they do, but, you know, at least her sister. Maybe that's one way Kim has been an influence. She influenced people to get married.
Kim's been married three times. Or she's on a third one.
So that is true.
She is pro-marriage.
Pro-marriage.
She's pro-marriage.
Pro-marriage. She's going to keep doing it to
exactly.
the workout.
Exactly.
Yeah, now like you said, like maybe they don't believe in marriage. I know in some cultures they don't believe in marriage.
They're Armenian though, right?
Armenian, yeah.
Yeah, they are. And I'm not sure how it applies to that culture. But for some people, marriage in itself is... I mean, sometimes it's a validation of their love, of validation of their public validation of
right.
their relationship to everybody, their friends and all that. But then to some people, it's like, look, it's a piece of paper. The government trying to just lock us down in a whole different category.
Right.
I'm not doing it. Y'all want to change up my taxes? No. We cool. You know?
Exactly.
So it just works. And sometimes, you know, there's a lot of people who've been together for like 15, 20 years who don't break up half as much as people get right divorced. Here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Maria Menounos would be a perfect example of that.
Exactly. Which we'll segue to in a minute here. But yeah, you know, she's someone that's been in a relationship with Kevin.
How long has it been?
15, 16?
Yeah.
Wow. However long period of time. Clearly, they have a very tight relationship.
Very tight.
Don't think they'll be breaking up anytime.
And he helped build her career. Yeah. They actually have a book out right now, The Everything Guide to Diet and Fitness.
Yeah, should we go into the pitch
right now? Let's just go into the book right now. So Maria Menounos had a book that came out this week, and it's The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness. And I personally would recommend this book because I feel like a lot of couples, when they get into relationships,
so funny,
they make sex their only form of cardio. And as the, although it burns 100 calories per session, it's not enough to maintain your physique and stay sexy for your partner.
Aww.
So she gives lots of dietary, you know, tips and supplements, how you turn working out into a lifestyle and eating right into a lifestyle. And so we definitely recommend here at BHL, Let's Talk About Sex, you buy this book. It's phenomenal. And she had a book out before this that helped organize your life. So it shows that you can have a great life and be happy in a relationship with someone also that supports your career, and you're not married.
Exactly. And you know, the thing I like about this too is it also it's for men as well. It says every girl's guide, but men can definitely get something out of this. And I forgot what I was going to say. I got distracted by Maria's abs there.
Which you can have if you get the book.
Thank you, Drea, which is very true. Drea has the abs, and she used Maria's plan.
I did. So.
Somebody else that has great abs is sitting right next to me right now. Aldis.
Good Lord.
How often do you work out? Because you're pretty fit as well. We're putting you on the spot.
Aldis, just blush real quick.
I've been lazy, actually.
What?
He is
in a relationship.
Muscle memory.
It's not even. You know, actually, I'm trying to get back in shape for my relationship. I've been lazy because I'm trying to handle the business. You know, keeping me up late at night. By the time it comes to gym time, I'm like, nah, I'd just rather stay home and keep working.
That happens before you're supposed to go work out. The little something starts to pop off, and now you're like, dang it, now I'm too tired.
That's why I say, as soon as you wake up, get it done, and I ain't going
to. As soon as you wake up, I got like an hour span.
I got back into it. My buddy, this boy, his name is Melvin Tenna. If you look him up, just look up Melvin Tenna Bodybuilder. This dude is stock locked and loaded. He's been a buddy of mine. We've been knowing each other for a while. He's got a twin. His name is Calvin Tenna. They're both like just beef. Just
jacked.
Cut. I mean, I'm not like unnaturally just, you know what I'm saying? Just yoked, like somebody chiseled.
So they've been training you?
My boy Melvin has. He's been out there whooping my butt for a little bit. But I just, you know, usually when I'm working, it's hard to get to the gym, but I just like to stay as active as possible. I grew up a martial artist, so I stay fighting. Grew up dancing as well, so I just try to, you know, keep my body moving as much as possible because the older you get, Lord have mercy.
Okay.
My knees, girl. My back.
Oh, my God. Stop.
I'm like, what are you? Exactly. I'm 27, and I'm having issues. I'm like, why?
Well, you're in a relationship right now, and you kind of mentioned that you're trying to, you know, keep it sexy for your partner. I mean, we were talking about marriage just a second ago. Do you believe in marriage? Or do you just believe in the whole, I'm going to date you for 50 years?
I'd say this. I believe in the tradition of marriage, and I look forward to marriage, but it has to be right. I don't think marriage is for everybody.
No, it is not.
You know, so if you are with somebody who you do love and maybe you believe in marriage, they don't. If the relationship still works, I think you should be willing to open up your perspective. But if you are with somebody who wants to be married just to be married, just because they like the idea of marriage and that's all that really matters, I would take a second thought because it takes more dedication and more thought put into what marriage actually is. Everybody who's married that I talk to, they're like, look, Brad, it's a job.
Yeah.
Everybody says
this is going to be your 24/7 for the next rest of your life. You
hopefully.
It's just being a relationship is a job.
But relationship is a job.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the biggest obligation you have in a relationship, not to your partner, is to yourself. You got to keep yourself in check. You got to make sure when to tell yourself no. You got to make sure when to get on your own butt about being positive, being happy, and making sure that you're doing everything. You're doing your job with your person that you're with in order to make things work. Because relationships break down when people stop trying. It don't break down because of little bits and, you know, oh, you did this and you did this. And we fight all the time. You can fight if you want to. But you have to put in the work to actually fix things again, and both parties have to be willing, you know. But that's with marriage, it just kind of, it either escalates or you really become a team and you find your rhythm, mm-hmm. and you kind of like have a, you have your own little, you know, recipe for how you guys work. Like, you know when you're going to be mad. Hey, I'm going to need my space.
Yeah. Do your 5 minute time out.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, timeouts are important. Right.
But communication is key, though.
Oh, yeah. We always stress that here on the show. And today's episode, we wanted to dive a little bit into courting versus dating. Because it's really hard to get to that marriage portion when dating has changed so much. And people get dating misconstrued with courtship. And so how do you recognize if somebody just wants to date you and just hit it and become a baby daddy, or if somebody actually wants to marry you? And the signs are pretty apparent, but how do you know when you're even dating the right person? So the new age dating, eHarmony says, these are the signs for new age dating, and I'm going to go through them with you guys really briefly. Okay.
eHarmony. So, are you on eHarmony? What do you
know on eHarmony? I check all these dating websites for that's my sources idea. Because they have great tools on how to date, how to court. Yeah.
Do you have a dating account on eHarmony?
I have a boo. I don't have to have a dating
account. I like that. Shout out.
You can thank Kevin for that. He introduced us.
I do what I do.
But dating has changed. And the difference between dating and courtship, like I said, is dating, you just want to hang out with somebody, have a good time. You don't want any emotional responsibility or obligation. When you're courting, you're looking at someone as a potential life mate. So that's the difference between the two. So how do you date? Well, the new rules of dating are that there's no more waiting game. You're not waiting for that person to call you. You're not waiting to give that person signs that you're interested. Now you have to be aggressive because there's so many means now in days of finding a person. So you may be trying to play hard to get for that guy while he's going on Match.com and eHarmony looking up the catalog of who he wants to be with. Right. So now before you could have waited 5 days for the call, now they're saying you have to be more aggressive and get on it and express to that person immediately, as women, as men, express to that person immediately that you're interested. This is eHarmony. This is not the words of Let's Talk About Sex. This is just what they were recommending as the new age dating.
Okay.
With social media and all these dating websites being now available and people now being accessible to you from out of the country if you wanted to find somebody. Yeah. Also being familiar with modern modes of communication. Gone are the days where you're just doing normal, hey, can I take you out? Now it's a text. You know, you're not bumping into people
ask for Instagram.
Now it's, hey, what you doing?
What's your Facebook?
What you doing? Can I holler?
You said, you just said people ask out people over Instagram?
Well, they don't even ask for your phone number that you on Instagram.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Instagram a picture, will you go out with me, and then tag her in it.
And then direct message you.
Hey, girl, what's your Twitter real quick, girl?
Exactly.
Right.
I'll DM you. Let me hit you with this DM real quick, and then I hit you with the D.
Exactly.
That's what it's turned into. So now you have to be, you know, able to use modern day communication to get a date, they're saying. That you have to, you know, if somebody may make you their WCW. You know, there's so many different ways now of dating. And so you have to be on top of things. Also, be careful what you share online.
Right.
Now people will Google you immediately. As soon as you express any type of interest, they're going to look up your name. So, Andrea, if you're interested in someone and you're thinking about dating them, okay, let me see who Drea Renee is. Oh, really? She's on Let's Talk About Sex? Nice. Let me see what her opinions of sex are.
Right.
So now you're being, you know, monitored.
And then they'll be like, damn, I want to date her for sure.
You've been Googled by women?
All I know is that anything you put online is out there forever.
Forever.
Regardless of, and even when you try to delete it, trust me, it's never really gone. So just make sure whatever you put out there, you will never have regrets about.
We know Kevin's not making a sex tape anytime soon, right?
I don't plan on it. I do not plan on it. No, I think a lot of what you said was spot on. The only thing is that I guess between dating and courtship, still wouldn't you technically have to date prior to courting?
So this is the difference between dating
and then dating.
Well, this is the difference between dating and courting. So when you're courting someone, and those are just a few of the new dating things. But when you're dating someone, when you're courting someone, you're actually looking at them long term. When you're dating someone, it's just short term. So when you're dating someone, it's like, hey, I want to hang out with you. May or may not get a follow up call. When you're courting someone, you're going through the actual process and steps to build a relationship. You see husband or wife material with the person that you're pursuing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
oftentimes we date just to have sex or to hang out with someone.
I think it's also like when you I mean, yes, the understanding of dating initially is there, but I think, like she said, when you're courting somebody, it's generally, you know, I mean, yeah, we dating, but I want to date you exclusively.
Correct.
You know? Let's see if we can build something. Let's see where it goes. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, okay, but I want to see you exclusively. The dating, the casual is like, look, I'm seeing other people. You know, if you want to jump in this, go ahead. You know, what's
if you want to be one of my options.
Really say that, if though?
If you want to be choice number three.
Oh, my God.
That's
you know,
a great point, though.
Well, actually, you know, some girls will consent to that, too.
Here's the thing is, it's honest and you should be honest. You know, when you're dating, you should let women or the man know exactly what they're getting into.
Right.
And vice versa.
It's only fair. Because, you know, if you don't let them know what's up, then they're going to come into it. And then, look, people are people. You can't own your emotions 100%. They're going to do what they want to do. And
exactly.
If you start feeling something for somebody and then they tell you, oh, wow, you know, I got Shirley over at the crib real quick, you know. It's like, what do you do? You know, you should have a fair perspective. So, yeah, I think
a lot of people aren't honest like that. I feel like when you start dating someone, men aren't going to be so quick to jump and tell you, oh, I got shorty one and shorty two over here.
But
because the girl's going to be like, well, we're not
hooking up. On the flip side of that, though, too, I don't think someone, if they're starting to court you, is going to be like, yeah, you know, that they can see you long term and things of that sort. Mm-hmm. That's why
it's
I
like
say
a natural, like an organic.
Regardless,
thing, like
I still think that dating precedes courting because you have to go through that process.
It has to do with what your motives are. If someone is dating you, then oftentimes they're just taking you out just for a fun time to take their mind off of things. So pretty much dating would be comparable to reality shows. Courting would be comparable to hit TV series on or dramas or
more committed thing.
Like right. True Blood or you know Walking Dead. That to
or
me
leverage.
Or Leverage.
Or
that
turn.
To me or Turn. Those
after,
to me that would be
Walking Dead.
Those would be courtship. Now, dating to me would be like, okay, I want to get my mind off things. Let me watch a reality show. You know,
that's Kardashians.
Like, Kardashians. Get it? Like, there's a difference between what you want to invest and commit to. You're building a relationship with someone.
So it sounds like the main difference between them is just a mentality, a mental
Definitely.
Perspective between what you're doing on.
And eHarmony actually agreed with Aldis as far as the exclusivity is concerned. They actually put on there, that was one of the things that they said, is this new dating era, there is no, do not expect exclusivity. That's in courtship. And so I know people who will not date unless you automatically commit because they plan on having sex with you.
Exactly.
And so they don't want to be.
Is that different than courting?
But that's exclusivity. That's part of the courting process.
So then my question is, if you are dating someone, okay, I take Drea out. I'm feeling Drea as she flips her Michael Burns. and I'm starting to feel her, but I've only been out with her one time.
Oh.
Exactly. That's usually all it takes with me until the second day.
Kevin Moose.
So anyways, thank you, Spicy. But anyways, I take Drea out and I'm like, okay, I really enjoy her. Can I technically ask her for exclusivity before the second date?
If
or should I wait for a period of time? Because you can't start off with just this exclusivity perspective, because then you may scare away your mate if, like, first one, hey, I want it just to be about us.
Well, check it. I mean, that's the risk involved. I think whenever you approach anybody, it's almost like stock. It's like you got to mitigate the risk and know when to bet.
And what you want to invest.
Exactly, because it's exactly that. It's an investment. I remember, you know, when I was younger, I was very upfront, you know, and said, look, I only date one person at a time. So,
oh, good
you know,
for you.
Well, I, you know, I.
Oh,
I,
that was a long time ago.
No, no, no. All right, no, look. I did my dating thing. My dating. I realized that's not me.
You're a relationship person.
I'm a serial monogamist. It has to be a relationship.
Nice.
I tried the dating thing. I'm like, this drives me crazy.
It does. There's a lot going on.
You don't like the juggling.
Especially if you try to do the Philip Savick, you know, challenge, where you date a different girl every other day of the week. And then you do like have a Tuesday girl, then a Thursday.
First of all, what man does
thinks
that?
You should have a woman on rotation, date a different girl every other day.
You know how expensive that is?
That's what I was telling Phil.
Well, Phil's a baller. Phil's a baller.
Exactly.
But
you got to get tested more often.
Exactly.
Exactly. You're at risk for STDs and
people think
financial risk.
Look, people think that risk only comes at sex. No, it comes at a hug and a kiss. So you might want to check.
That is true.
You might want to check everybody you're putting your lips on. But
but also when you're courting as well, there's a difference that you have as far as responsibility and accountability is concerned. When you're courting someone, you're more likely to call right back, make sure that you're in constant communication. When you're dating someone, they're just on maybe the waiting list. It's not really the to-do list.
But Spicy, see, here's the problem with that. And I love your philosophy. I really love your philosophy. But the problem is this day and age, in a city like L.A., if you do start dating somebody and in your eyes you're like, okay, I want it to be exclusive with them, out here everybody has options. Everybody has
all
their
the time.
And it's like I'm putting all my eggs in one basket with this person when there could be other women out there that are interested in me, but I'm just going to put all my eggs in on her when in actuality she could be seeing other people as well.
That's why you have a conversation.
Well,
you
see,
talk about it.
I was about to say, it comes in... Blatant honesty.
Right.
I'm a very frank person. I'm very honest, and I'll let a girl know, hey, look, this is my situation. Where are you at? Are we on the same page?
Correct.
Because, you know, I know everybody, like I said, you have to be responsible to yourself and know where you're at. If feelings start catching, you have to be like, hey, look, this ain't with the plan. Mm-hmm. So I'm letting you know I'm starting to feel something for you. Where are you at with yours? And with that, it opens up a lot of door for risk, and you have to be
like
willing to
blatant
lose that.
Right there.
Yeah.
I got feelings for you. Is it the same? Is it mutual?
No, I'll be honest.
Don't waste
because
time.
Look, I don't waste time.
No, I respect
exactly.
that.
Bro, I'm a timely dude. I got things going on. And if somebody's going to be in your life, you got to realize they influence you in so many ways. They also take away so much energy that you can be putting somewhere else that's useful. So if you're going to allow somebody to do that, you know, you have to make sure they're at least worth it, or at least you signed up for what they're taking. If you're with a girl who's just, you know, with you with the fun times and she wants you to take out and all that or whatever, but she's not willing to put more into you, you have to understand that's what you signed up for. You shouldn't be running around hoping for something more. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah.
And that's why the conversation comes in.
Yeah,
and look, if you can't handle an honest conversation,
yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
It wasn't meant for me.
Right. Exactly. And that comes with maturity. And you know, I always keep saying, you know, communication.
Yeah.
But you feel comfortable having communication with someone you possibly see in your future. If this is someone you're just trying to take down for the night, you guys technically aren't even dating. You just want to hit it. But what they do say on Smash and Grab, familyinequality.com is that
Smash and Dash.
That two-thirds...
Boom and scoom.
Shut up, Kevin.
Kevin, you killed me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop.
If you women who wait until the seventh date to be intimate with a man, two-thirds are likely to get called back if you wait to be intimate. But if you are intimate with a man on the first date, one out of five will get a call back.
That's true.
I think that's very true.
So you need to be very selective as to what you want from that person. Because if you are interested in just dating, hey, I went on a date with you. We dated for a little bit, but you hit it. You know, like, that's not going to grow into anything more. But if I really want you to court me, I'm holding out.
I know.
And I would say on top of that, you know, men.
Oh, Lord.
Brace yourself.
We know what Drea's weakness is. But no, you know, with men, we may play dumb sometimes when we're dating, but we're very smart in the sense that if a girl gives it up to us on the first time, we already categorize her all right, she got the boot.
I mean,
that's not someone
time,
I'm going to take serious, because men will, you know, they'll have...
Now, do all men think like that?
Is that a normal...
The vast majority.
The mentality is like, okay, this is cool, but you did this with me. You probably did this with others.
Exactly.
But the thing is,
exactly,
I can't even judge you because I did it with you. So...
Nice.
That's true.
Men want women to be more virtuous than they are, right?
A lot of dudes do, but you got, like I said, you got to check yourself, man.
Amen.
I mean, I don't know if I can say this on air.
No, you can say anything you want.
If you're going to be a hoe out there, you got to know, recognize a hoe. You know what I'm saying? You look in the mirror and say, look, all right, man, you out here, you doing this, da, da, da. You can't sit there and judge a woman for doing something that you want, you know. And then, oh, you're trash. I can't touch you.
But
anymore.
I'm not
you're
trash.
Garbage. I'm cool. Like, nah, bruh. You out there skanking it up. Because the minute you fall in love and get a wife, you're going to mentally, even if she don't talk about it, you're going to check your history and be like, dang, there's a few I wish I wouldn't have, you know what I'm saying, gotten into just because.
Well, why is there that double standard? Like, for example, a man can, on his hit list, can have, you know, 50 plus people. But if you're in a relationship with a woman, it's like if she has over 5 or 10, you're like, whoa, my God.
I'm not saying these are the only things, but here are two big reasons. Culturally, women have been objectified for so long in so many ways.
Oh, they still are.
A lot of people still feel like women should be inferior when they fail to realize we all came out of a woman. We're equal, you know, and that we need women to be stronger for us in certain ways where, you know, where we can't even pull ourselves up. You got to look at a woman as an equal. Number two, emotionally, I don't think a lot of men are as strong as some women can be in that aspect of dealing with histories and past. And because I'll tell you this, see, if a man slept with like 25 women, right? And his girl finds out, oh, did they mean anything? I mean, it's just a little. I was doing my thing. I was young. Yeah. She's like, okay, she'll get over it eventually.
True.
Well, some women are crazy, but you know, some. You know, in my experience, most women
there
are
exceptions.
I don't know if I'm crazy or not.
With a man, it's like if a woman slept with 5 dudes and it was just casual and it was nothing. You know, the mentality is like, who are you? I got with you, so I wouldn't be with them.
You know? Yeah. Right.
But they failed to give her the room and the respect of having grown and having had that past as a part of growing. And it's an equal past, you know?
Do you think you should have the conversation of how many people we've been with? Yes or no?
I don't know.
In your relationship? Have that talk?
I don't think so.
Do you reveal the number before? Do you reveal the number?
That is a very good question.
Do you reveal the number while you are... in the courtship process, or do you reveal the number while you're married? When do you reveal the number?
Here's the thing,
if you do
the
it all?
Question about that is, does it matter to you? If you love this person, you guys have built some foundation,
exactly.
And all those people aren't there, does it matter? I'll tell you right now, every man in the world does not want to know. Mm-hmm. They don't want to know the real number.
Well, not that we ever give it anyway.
Do you lie to them? Yeah. Are we telling our audience members, hey, lie to your man because he can't
handle
the truth?
Women never tell the truth about their number.
They always say whatever number a woman gives you, multiply by 3 and add 7 to that.
No.
If she's black. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not lying.
What?
If she's black.
Yeah, you hear that version? I'm not lying.
I can't believe you just said that. What?
Hey, bro, I'll tell you this
I read
much.
That in Essence magazine.
I dated the rainbow. They all got some history.
Thank you.
Man.
That is hilarious.
Nah, you know,
I don't
think you should lie because eventually the truth is going to come up and
it's
going to be like,
yo. Bumping into them.
Why did you? Yeah.
I thought you said 5. I'm like, oh, you know what happened was?
Because I was drunk that one time and I forgot.
Jerome, Tyson, Jerry, Mike, and Jimmy. While Paul over there talking about, hey, it's good to see you. I ain't seen you since college days. We had some fun times. I got to go hunt down Paul. What's up? No, you should.
I like how Paul has like this accent from like the South.
I was born in North Carolina, man. Comes out.
Yeah, he was
North
Carolina.
We had this great time in college. Paul sounds like a geek, too. What was he, a chemical engineer major?
I am an engineer. Why you hating on me? Why you hating on me?
I love you, Aldis. I do.
I study physics and engineering in my spare time.
Yeah. And you have own a watch business that you just started not too long ago.
That's where the engineering comes in.
There you go.
He knows watches. He knows every little bit about the inner workings of a watch.
Yeah, I'm developing my business.
He's going to give all of us free watches here at Let's Talk About Sex.
Hey, as soon as I see one, I'm developing a prototype right now that I should see by the end of the year, and hope to God this thing comes out right. But yeah, that's what I do in my spare time, man.
And the violin. You know?
The violin, oh good God, I need to practice. I haven't touched my beast in a few months.
That's because you're touching something else.
Hey, you know,
your lady love.
So let us.
She's playing another instrument.
So get truthful with us then. While we're on the topic of this, are you courting her or are you dating her? Which one is it? Is it courtship?
I don't know if it's either of those. That's my future. That's my girl.
I love it. See how he just said, that's my future right there.
Yeah,
I think
we're past courting. I mean. Like I was telling y'all before, we met when we were 4. Well, I was 14, she was 17. Older woman back in the day. I was pimping, you know. But it took us all the way until I was 25 for us to actually get together. And we you know had history, not history, but we've always been in contact a little bit. Like I remember when I was 16, I designed a tattoo for her on the back of her neck that she still has.
What? Wow.
So it's like it was gonna happen regardless. You know what I mean? That's
you kind of imprinted on her.
Literally.
Bam, my stamp. Got it. Snatched her. But yeah, it took me a little while. And when I was 25, I was like, haha, I tricked you. Gotcha. but yeah, we dated. Yes, dated.
How did you guys reconnect? Because I know there was a period of time between.
I don't know. I was just working. I was out of state. And for some reason, random reason, we just said, yo, like, let's go catch up when I get back in town. We went, and we weren't even sure it was a date because had dinner, and it was at Everlet on Sunset.
That's very nice.
Hey, baby, I remember.
Yeah, exactly. And the first question I asked her, I was like, oh, so how's your man, you know?
Oh, that's
like,
nice.
She's like, I don't have a boyfriend. I was like, perfect. All right, game on. So let's get the wine.
Right. Give me another glass.
So yeah, we proposed that was our first date. But we, like I said, we always had, you know, similar friends, so we were bound to run into each other one time or another. But yeah, we just decided to make it happen. I didn't know that she had a crush on me back in the day, but, you know, being 17, 18, looking at a little 14-year-old, that was a little weird.
Yeah, it might be a little weird.
Yeah, you know, but for me, I was all game because I've always been about older women, you know. Like I told you before, I love a seasoned woman. Just saying. My woman's got enough season for me. But
so what do you guys do in the relationship? Since you've had such a long period of friendship, what do you guys do in the relationship to, like, keep it spicy or to get that flame burning?
Well, definitely don't get it twisted. No matter how long you've been friends with somebody, being in a relationship, you're dealing with a whole different person.
Yeah.
And you're dealing with yourself as a whole different person. But this may sound like a contradiction, but when you're in a committed relationship, you have to date that person.
There you go.
Yes.
You still have to date that person. You gotta,
or court.
Court. Yeah. Court.
You still have to court that person.
Yeah, you know, go out, you know, do the whole high school thing. Let me take you to dinner, get you to movies, let's go dancing here and there. You just can't get lazy. You can't become, you know, old couch potato couple. And every now and then, look, we got our shows. We'll sit on the couch for a minute.
You
but,
should sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, dang, you know, I gotta go do something. Because I'm like, I'm starting to bore myself. Like, we gotta go out and get some fun back in the life, because regardless of how long you've been together, you still always have something new to experience. Mm-hmm. So you have to actively find and search for those things.
So, you know, I have a lot of female friends, and they, who I have not dated, and you know, a lot of them have told me the reason why they've split up with their significant others or whatnot, or quit dating them, was because they got bored in it. And I hear women say that a lot. I got bored. As a man that is in a successful relationship and that is keeping it, what would you tell to other men out there that feel like they may be getting complacent in their relationship, and how to, you know, what kinds of steps they need to take to not bore the girl?
This may seem, I don't want this to sound insecure in any way, but realize that you're not the only one giving your woman attention. My girl is beautiful, and you know, she been a lot of dudes all the time. Every time we out, some dude, hey girl, what's up?
You're like, what's up?
Like, bro, I'm standing right here, like,
you know what I mean? Don't you hate that?
Yo, like, it's like you're not even there.
I'll be straight up. I'm from the country. I was raised in New York and Jersey.
Like, don't make it come out.
Like, I will pop the trunk.
Hollywood can go any second. When it comes to my house, I have a happy house. Do not make me have to protect my happy house.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you got to step up. But you got to realize there are things you stop doing when you get comfortable. The problem is, don't get comfortable. Don't be complacent. Don't think that, oh, just because we got to this point, it's going to stay here. It takes a lot of work to get to the top. It takes 10 times as much work to stay at the top and go beyond. Exactly. And when you're trying to get to that next plateau of, you know, from girlfriend to best friend to wife and to the mother of my child, you know, it's all levels. And you just got to keep doing the flowers, man. Let her know that you still think she's beautiful. Let her know that you still see her as a special person. It's more special than all these other women running around here. You still got to let her know, not just verbally, not just physically either. A lot of men think, like, sex is affection.
Oh, that's not enough.
Nah.
You got to connect on
like,
her.
Like, you got to, you know, when she come home, one time, just, you know, light the whole house up with candles, man. Just, and threw the rose petals out.
Maybe start a fire in there.
And
whatever.
You know what I'm
fire
saying?
You love.
Just throw a couple signs out. You know what I'm saying? Hey, girl, go to the bed. Get ready. You know what I'm saying? Put the dress on. We going out. You know, meet me here. Do it. You know, play the games that'll keep her mind excited to come back to you and wake up to you another day. You know what I mean? It
just you takes, have to be willing.
That's good, man.
And
that's good.
One thing that I recently learned, I am currently training to become a personal dating coach, and I will be certified within the next few weeks.
Woo-hoo!
But one of the things that they're teaching me in my training is that men think, well, I'm not emotional, so I'm not going to even participate in all these feelings and crap, because their men are very different. But what they don't understand is that women are constantly wanting this emotions fulfilled. They want to feel something. They want to feel something. And that's when they get bored. When they don't feel anything, they start creating feelings and they start acting out. And that's when the drama occurs, because you're not giving me this emotional connection. So I'm going to start trying different things until I get it. Well, now you have a dysfunctional relationship because she's throwing all kinds of crazy drama and mess your way to just get something from you now, because she's not feeling anything emotionally from you. And so the emotions are there. Men just have to act on it when she's starting to like throw little tidbits at you. So if she sends you a lovey-dovey message or tells you something sweet, react to it, because she's throwing stuff at you. It's not that you have to always create it. You just have to create the illusion of it.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know what, it seems like in a relationship, keeping for a woman to keep a man happy, it's really not that hard. You know, you do too. You cook for him.
Simple.
You go down on him while he's watching football.
And you always say that.
Wait. While he's watching football, while he's watching other sweaty dudes tackle and pile up on each other.
I didn't get all graphic
commercial break, maybe.
Yeah, there's long commercial breaks. There's halftime.
I'm like, hey, girl, hey. You know what I'm saying?
Watch the game.
I mean, if it's a Super Bowl and your team is playing, obviously, well, I don't know. It would be hard for me to turn that down still. But yeah. But hey, at any rate, you know, there's not much, but it seems like in order, and this is what I'm learning from being in a relationship, to keep a woman, and even before then, it's like so much, it's like a comprehensive kind of guideline in order to keep a woman happy in a relationship, because it seems like there's so much more. It's not a bad thing.
You just have to be
but
a
there's
mind reader.
So much more that they have. Yes, which is
that
freaking
is
difficult.
That
as hell.
Is death to a relationship.
I'm sorry. They want you to know what to do in certain
situations. Why are women so hard and challenging in relationships?
That is the biggest issue. When girls just want you to know.
I'm sorry.
Open your mouth.
No, but if you've been with me for X amount of years, you know that I am crazy than a Betsy bug, so then you should just know what's going on with me.
But see, at the same time, you should just know that your man don't want to deal with your crazy behind.
Exactly.
Baby, please, go have some yogurt and a smile and keep it pushing.
No, I want you to bring me my yogurt and bring me my smile.
Exactly, see?
Really, it's just learned behavior. If you learn what's going to annoy him, stay away from it. If you know that in this moment she's being kind of needy, give her a little bit of additional affection. It's really just learned behavior. If you know, like, it's not going to cost you or tax you much just to give her this little rub on the back or whatever it is extra that she needs in that moment, just do it. It's really being a lot of selfless. It's being selfless.
But check it. Women have a lot of work to do, too.
Oh, yeah.
Men, a lot of people say men are simple beings. I'm complicated as all hell.
And Kevin is too. Kevin, you are a Gemini. You are not. It's not just like this. Every man thinks that they're just a straight,
no
easy.
Way.
It's not a straight path.
I mean, there's some complexities to me, but I'm pretty easy going. You know.
See, I'm easy to please because I don't ask for much. I don't really ask
I'm low maintenance.
But
I'm very low maintenance.
That's what men say, but that's not true.
Because
let us bring you
like
a sandwich
filter
without the ingredients on it that you requested, and you're just like, I like cheese.
Right there.
No, I'm lactose intolerant.
It's where a brother makes a mistake, because he should just be grateful that he got the sandwich at all.
Yeah, but that's not usually what happens.
But women have definitely a big job to make sure that the man is feels that support and lets him know that, like, you are. You know, even if you don't feel top dog at work, you're top dog here, and you can get
thank you.
Yes, that's important.
And that takes an equal amount of effort. And all it is just putting in the effort.
Effort.
And going back to what you said about emotions, a lot of dudes say they're not emotional because they are very emotional.
Very.
And the reason they don't like to deal with them is fear. They feel emasculated when they have to expose their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're with somebody that you're investing your life in, you should
be vulnerable.
Feel open and confident enough to expose these emotions to them and know that's just it.
Big
that's
love how, comes how you with big risk.
That is true. Yeah. Vulnerability.
But yeah, it's always, every day is a risk.
Big love comes with big risk.
It's either sure. going to be
big low because with
a risk
big D.
Or it's either risk or security depending on how you treat your relationship. You know what I'm saying? You can lock in the risk or you can lock in the security based on how you treat it and how you lay the foundation for your relationship. But a lot of dudes just need to open up. I'm not saying,
you know,
ball out, but cry a little bit every
cry
now and then.
Cry a little bit. I love when they cry. I love it.
I mean, yeah,
just smell an onion beforehand. Yeah, just, you know, make it.
Kevin.
Just fake it.
Do not listen to Kevin John, please.
I'm so happy you're home, girl.
Baby, yeah.
I'm just I swear, that's not onions and garlic you smell. I'm just happy, girl. I'm just happy. Come here, squeeze.
Well,
love
you
me.
You gave some great points on, you know, how to keep the relationship, you know, interesting still. You were saying act as if you're still dating even when you're in the relationship courting. So I have a spicy tip, and you guys are going to crack up because my friend just sent me this video from World Star. But the spicy tip of the episode.
World Star?
Wow.
I didn't know that was such a reputable source.
Okay. But this is really
I'm like,
really,
I think we just hit a low point.
It's really, really good. No, you guys, it's really good. Okay, and I'm going to try this at home, and you guys should too. It's not dangerous at all. You're going to take a grapefruit, okay?
A grapefruit.
You're going to cut out the hole in the grapefruit.
I've seen this.
Yes.
Oh, no. Why are you pulling his hat down? Okay, then what?
You're going to slice the grapefruit in half, cut out the insides of the grapefruit so that there's just, you know, maybe like a one inch
the rind?
Rim around it. Yes.
Okay.
And so you're going to blindfold your man and tell him that you want to give him amazing bobble that day, okay? You're going to put the grapefruit on his dick.
What?
What the?
And you're going to suck. So
you're going
to,
or the grapefruit is going?
The grapefruit and you are going to pretty much suck. And what? So it's gonna feel amazing to him, and he's not gonna know that there's a grapefruit around him. It's a surprise. So that when you take the blindfold off, he's gonna see that you were sucking him
you
off
put his
with
thing
the grapefruit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you put it through the grapefruit,
and then you suck.
It's like you cut out a space big enough for him
to fit.
Hopefully, a big one.
Do it more. Do it more to your man's size.
Like you perform.
I think a man would know if there's a freaking fruit on his.
Look,
penis.
First of all, I was like, a grapefruit citrus. Ain't that gonna burn?
That's like, what it is not going to burn.
I saw the video and I was like,
is that a video?
There's a video.
Yeah, there's a video. It's like, you can learn. Like she said, World
Star. It's not going to burn. But I'll let you know if it does because I'm going to try.
Me and my girl watched the video together and I was like, babe. Mm-mm.
Nope, not today. We not doing it.
No.
All right.
Hey, it's something for
and
you.
Why a
it's
grapefruit?
Something new.
I don't know.
But actually, to capitalize on that, back to keeping it spicy, pardon my French, but... a lot of relationships get stale because of the sex, the intimacy. You have to make love, and then sometimes you have to just screw.
Like, have some animalistic,
just
freaking Neanderthal.
You know what I'm saying? Be up at the movies, look at your girl, take her ass in the back. Hey, baby, you know what's happening?
Because it
keeps the fun alive. Yeah. Lets her know that you still desire her. It's
and
not
keeps
like
it unpredictable.
Y'all just, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's not like
that's
6 o'clock
the worst.
Time to have sex.
Yeah. Predictable
like,
sex.
Doing it whenever.
We do that.
Do you know
I
some people
this.
Schedule their sex times?
Yes,
people like,
do.
Actually,
that.
Tuesday.
No, I would have to.
In the morning.
How awful
what?
Is that? Honest,
how? I disagree.
What?
Whoa, Dre, I've never seen you get that angry.
What she got?
She did.
What
she said,
what?
She gave you all the brain.
Kevin, what are you disagreeing to?
I, back in my younger days, when I was at the peak of my promiscuity, you know, I would not necessarily schedule intercourse, but there would be booty calls, shall I say, that I would engage in.
Different.
And we would meet at certain places at certain times, and man, that used to be so exciting because I would
different.
Be looking forward to meeting her because I'm like,
oh,
it's about to go down.
That's a booty call where
not
someone
you're with your mate.
And you don't. I mean, I don't know if you do booty calls with the girl that you're with. That
you
booty call, booty call is like that
exactly.
Side thing.
You can roll, Hey, baby, check it out.
So role playing,
but yes,
yeah, that's
I mean,
I think
then.
You can still bring some of that into
right,
the relationship.
All this is referring to are those couples that are saying like, okay, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we're gonna try to
get
dogging
on. On Friday.
Right, and then you're
okay.
In this position, and I'm going to roll
like
over.
You,
like,
that gives me something to look forward to during the week.
But see,
I would be, if my wife was like, baby, I'm giving you doggy hands down, touching the flow on Friday. I'm okay.
But see, she's,
is it Friday
she's,
yet?
But see, she's not saying that. She's saying 10 o'clock Tuesday morning missionary. Hurry up before I go to Pilates.
I would not be excited for
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Get still.
Well,
but
hurry
what
up?
You're saying, I get like, hey, babe, okay, you on lunch, 1 o'clock? I'm coming through.
And you don't
exactly.
Know. You don't
exactly.
Know what's
exactly.
And that's different.
And a surprise
now,
call.
Before we end the show, we always have to do the naked truth. Okay, so we put our guest
somebody
in the hot
naked?
Seat, And Aldis is getting butt naked. No,
hell no.
It's more mentally he's getting butt naked. Okay. So we ask him some personal questions about his sex life that he has to honestly answer.
Whoa.
And we're gonna make sure that. You know, it's risque, it's fine. Don't worry. Everybody always gets scared when we do the naked truth, okay?
They do. They always make the same face.
Okay, so we want to know because, you are a, actor, celebrity. Have you ever had an off-camera romance with an on-camera colleague?
No.
Never?
No.
What? I just would have thought you would have got hot and heavy with someone and then just threw him in the closet when the cameras were down.
He keeps it professional.
I don't squat where I eat, girl. That's my bank. I don't mess with the work.
And that's good because that keeps your woman more secure, too. Like, my baby's going to set, but he don't mess with them.
You got to understand, man. You go to set, people talking. I don't like that. Even if you're not doing nothing, people talk. I've been on sets with, we heard about you and the girls. Like, what are you talking about? Like, the girl we saw you with yesterday, like, that's my homie from, like, we never touched. You know what I'm saying? But people talk. I don't mess with that. I go to work, keep it professional, because my job there is to create the career and get the next job. I ain't worried about what little scattered ass right around there. Nah, I got priorities. You know what I'm saying? Right. I got goals. It just creates problems. You come to set, what if y'all fight the next day? Y'all got a scene the next day. Y'all gotta be,
emotions.
Yeah. Like,
the director's like, this is great.
Yeah. So I don't mess with that. Never have, never will.
Have you thought about it though? Are there a few that you're like,
that was what I was going to ask next.
Go ahead.
No, that's what I was going to ask, Kevin. Have you thought about it? Celebrity crush that you would crush if you could.
Good.
I really haven't gotten this. I mean, over the years, I've had some crushes on some actresses, but nothing
name
like
one
crazy
crush that we would know. Name one crush that we would know that you were like, dang, if given the opportunity,
like,
I might take a deal.
If your girl gave you a day pass for a celebrity,
I would never take a day pass.
Aww. What?
He would take a week pass.
What?
My man.
Shut up, Kevin. You're trying to get him in trouble. Who you think is sexy?
Let me see.
Or who represents women well that you're like, you know what? If I was single back in my day, they should have watched out.
Pre-love.
Pre-girlfriend. Dang.
Matt, will you let this man answer?
We're trying.
I remember, like, back in the day, I was digging Donya Ramirez. But
I don't know who that
what
is.
What did we see her in?
Donya Ramirez. She's actually...
she sounds Latina.
Yes.
Is she Latina?
What is that show? I think it's... I remember because, like, I was a big X-Men fan and she was in one of the X-Men movies back in the day. And she was on Entourage for a minute. Now she's on Dirty Maids.
Now she's on Devious Maids.
Yeah.
She is hot. Yeah. No, she's got this, like, sexy Latina.
She has that, like, Sofia Vergara kind of look.
Yeah, I was digging Sofia for a minute as well, but like I said, that's pre my lady.
His girl takes the cake. She's
not my you see this girl?
She's a cutie patootie.
Look, I'm not even going to be humble about it. My girl's beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Oh, see, I love that. You should tell her that every single day.
And, I'm lucky. It took me 13 years to trap her.
You're going to boast about it.
But, there's nobody. Like, it's weird. I look at actresses as coworkers, and I don't have, like, what's your celebrity crush? Like, nah.
He's like, I got my crush.
I got mine. Straight.
Okay, so then answer this intimate question then, all right?
Yeah.
Sleeping, eating, or cuddling right after sex, what are you doing?
Depends on the day. I mean.
What's the majority of the days?
I'd say majority of days.
Are you a cuddler?
We cuddle and then go to sleep.
Yeah, I was going to say you were a cuddler.
See, I do all three.
No, that's good. Spicy likes variety.
Yeah, I don't have enough energy for food.
I'm hungry.
It depends. Sometimes I get up and eat, but usually, we try to get a cuddle in, but I'm knocked out. I cuddle for like literally five seconds. I'm out.
Like, all right, DM.
You fall asleep in the cuddle position.
I do. Okay. I do. And then she has to fight for life and beat me off of her.
Cause right, she's
4 foot 11. I'm 6'1", so.
Is she 4'11"?
Yeah, she's
She's petite.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she's super cute, and she's going to love this episode that she sees because her man was representing her well. He answered everything honest and truthfully and represented his lovely lady. And you guys should take a tip from Aldis Hodge as well on how to treat your girl.
Amen.
He is very knowledgeable in the relationship department. That concludes
I think you may have just
show.
Saved my relationship,
yeah,
Aldis.
Exactly. Yeah, Kevin, you need to call Aldis.
No, look, I'm saying because, look, I got more work to do. That's all I know. So, I got to go handle
but
some
I love
work.
That mentality.
Tonight,
I love
this.
That mentality. I am your host, Spicy Madi, and you guys can play with my Twitter or stroke my Instagram day or night. at spicy_Mahdi. And Aldis, where can your fans find you? And what should they look up for your next project that you got?
Cool. So you can find me on Twitter at Aldis Hodge, or you can find me on Instagram at Basil Hodge, BASILHODGE. Next project's coming up. Just shut down a nice season of Turn. If we come back for a season two, look out for it, hopefully. You know?
Yep.
Prayers. But in the meantime, knocking down the new Amazon series that after we start filming in November. So hopefully it'll be online next year. But you can catch the pilot right now on Amazon Prime. And other than that, kicking back, you know, trying to chill with y'all for me.
And Drea Renee, where they can find you?
You can find me at DreaRenee_N on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And Kevin, where can they find you and take you down?
You can find me at the florist because I need to buy my girl some flowers after listening to you.
Yes.
So whatever the local florist is at, yeah. Or if you want to find me online, Twitter, Instagram, at Hey Kevin John, or my website, it's KevinJohn.com.
Yep.
The florist.
Hey, man, he's dropping nuggets.
Thank you. Wait, I need to know how you and your girl are doing. We have to catch up.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Kiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood
redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.